This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one man has died and two others injured, not by a car accident, not by a terrorist attack, but by a swarm of bees. A landscaper died after he had, I guess, fallen upon while working a beehive. And he was swarmed by bees and unfortunately died on the scene after going into cardiac arrest. Another landscaper and one of the home's residents was also injured in the attack. The second landscaper, from what we understand, according to Daily Mail, refused treatment, but the resident was taken to the hospital. Officials are still trying to determine what led to the bee attack. Drexel Heights Fire District responded to a call around 7:30 a.m. Monday. Firefighters arrived, and when they did, one of the landscapers was unconscious, had gone into cardiac arrest. The man was brought inside the home to be treated away from the bees. You know, and I am looking at where the bees were. This beehive looks like it was hidden under a house the roof. I forget what those are called, those awnings. But it's a pretty elaborate beehive. And Lord have mercy, he probably had no idea. They said a second landscaper, one of the residents of the home, was also stung. The resident was taken to St. Mary's Hospital, and he is expected to be okay. The landscaper who survived told officials that the first landscaper approached him while he was being attacked by the bees. And the surviving landscaper tried to help. The bees became so bad that he had to run away to save his own life. How frightening. I mean, this is, what was that movie with the girl from Veep in it where she got attacked by bees and died? I forget. Oh, but it was, yeah, scary stuff. I'm scared of bees. You know, they see if you don't bug the bees won't bug you. That's bullcrap. I mean, they will attack you. Officers from the Pasqua Fire Department and the Pima County Sheriff's Department also responded on the scene. Man, looks like a nice, large ranch-style home that, you know. They say two hives were at the house weighing 300 pounds. Five firefighters were stung while they were helping the victims. But the fire department says they're fine. Officials are trying to determine what led to the bee attack. These bees have 300-pound hives? Are you kidding me? I didn't realize they could be that heavy. That doesn't make sense. Really, does it? For those of you guys that know bees? Two hives weighing about 300 pounds at the home. Let's maybe combined. So, can a bee sting trigger a heart attack? Absolutely. Remember a couple years ago there was a study? We were talking about allergies to bee stings and insect stings. About 3% of people have an allergy, according to Daily Mail. What a lot of people don't realize is that in the 70s, I think that was when it was first discussed. I think it was 1976. There was a study case of, or two cases of two people who had had heart attacks after they were stung by bees. And, you know, it's not so much the allergy as much as a trigger of an arrhythmia or a attack histamine release that could also affect the heart. So there's this reaction called Conus syndrome. So even if you don't think you're allergic to bee stings, your body's normal response is to release histamine. This is histamine helps stimulate your allergic reaction to fight a toxin or allergen. But with Conus syndrome, larger amounts of histamine than normal get released. So instead of affecting the airways, like many anaphylaxis reactions do, it makes the blood vessels relax and then contract, sending them into spasm. Well, what condition does arterial vasospasm occur? Angina. And sometimes unstable angina, leading to heart attack. They say in younger, healthier people, this usually isn't as risky. But if you're older and you have plaques and fatty deposits and artery walls, these contractions can cause the plaques to burst, releasing the fatty deposits into the arteries, causing blood clots, blockages, heart attack. So they say those that they think that Conus syndrome could also be more of a risk for those with stents, you know, those little tubes that are put inside the arteries to keep them open. Because if the arteries narrow, the stent could become, you know, blocked by a blood clot, etc. And so bee stings and wasp venom could cause this. So for those of you scared of bees and want to run and flee when you see one, do so. Okay? I can't, my husband gets so mad whenever there's a bee. I go, bee! You know, I'm like, ah! You know, and I run, and then the kids run, and we're like, ah! You know, the stupid dog goes up to the bee. The cats are like, what? You know, I'll play with it. I'm like, no, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you, so don't bug the bee. I'm ducking, running for cover. Because see, you know, in Arizona, we had wasps. Okay, we didn't really have a lot of bees. We had wasps. And those suckers, they don't die after they sting you. So they'll sting you multiple times if they want to. Dr. Tariq El Shanawani of the British Society of Immunology says Conus is basically a heart attack because of an allergic reaction. And it may be more common than doctors realize. Unlike unusual allergic reactions, Conus syndrome can take up to 2 weeks to manifest itself, as plaques may not rupture right away. Patients don't make the connection, as the sting doesn't cause immediate problems. Now, this guy here looks like he died on the scene. But for some people, it could come later. They estimate that 1,000 people a year are dying from silent wasp sting-induced heart attacks. So, antihistamines help. But, wow. So, you know, you get stung by a bee and you have full-blown anaphylaxis. You're not going to breathe, and we'll give you an EpiPen, okay? So the EpiPen will help dilate the airways so you can breathe. But this Conus syndrome is where the histamine is messing with the arteries of the heart such that you could have a heart attack. Scary, scary stuff. So, we need exterminators. All right, on the scene now. Exterminators are going to probably be called like crazy now. So I hope they're stepping up their game to attack the beast. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP TALK10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told today that world hunger could be solved because we can make food from electricity and carbon dioxide. This is actually fascinating. Apparently, scientists have been able to make protein powder. It is a single cell protein that may be a way to feed people in the future. And they didn't need to use fertilizer or animal matter or whatever. It was the food from electricity study, funded by the Academy of Finland, and it was set up to help alleviate world hunger. This is brilliant. I'm a huge fan of this. Using carbon dioxide taken from the air, you know, we breathe out carbon dioxide, We breathe in oxygen and nitrogen. We breathe in some carbon dioxide, whatever's in the air. We breathe out the oxygen we didn't use, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and this carbon dioxide is something that we could count on to be there forever because it's what our body produces. And so they use that. These were researchers from the VTT Technical Research Center of Finland and Lappeenranta University of Technology. And they succeeded in creating a protein powder using a protein reactor. They say this protein reactor can be used anywhere with access to electricity. I don't know if USB ports work. I don't know. But just let's get through this first, okay? So they say if it was used as an alternative animal feed, this would allow land to be used for other purposes, such as forestry or more crops for human consumption. Now, they say the technology is in its infancy, and they hope this protein reactor could become a household item. I don't know. You breathe into the machine, and it's plugged into the wall. Juha Pika Pitikainen, a scientist at VTT, said, in practice, all the raw materials are available from the air. In the future, the technology can be transported to deserts and other areas facing famine. One possible alternative is a home reactor, a type of domestic appliance that the consumer can use to produce the needed protein. They say, according to researchers, the process of creating food from electricity can be nearly 10 times as energy efficient as photosynthesis. And photosynthesis is what plants use, right? You know, photosynthesis, they take the carbon dioxide and then they turn it around and make oxygen. They do the opposite. I thought photosynthesis was cool. I really did. I thought the chlorophyll and the green, I thought that was all cool. And they say the powder is a healthy source of protein. They say in the long term, protein created with electricity is meant to be used in cooking and products, as it is. The mixture is very nutritious, with more than 50% protein, 25% carbohydrates, and then the rest is fats and nucleic acids. They say the consistency of the final product can be modified by changing the organisms used in the production. So the scientists also stress that the reactor could produce food with no environmental impact if the electricity used is derived from your renewable sources. Yeah, you know somebody's going to complain, going, wait a second, it's going to hurt the environment if we're using electricity. So fine, you know, do it reusable. I don't know, maybe use LED lights. Oh, we got to talk about LED lights in a sec, but anyway. So, I love the idea of us being able to make food, it doesn't look like we have to eat it, right? It looks like, we could give it to the animals, but I gotta tell you something. Okay, I got 6 animals now, right? And we got Shaky Boo, we got Zaji, we got Baby Snow, and we got Snappy, and then we got Apollo, and we got Uzi. And if we get one more pet, I'm going to name him Glock. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I got 6 pets. They don't want to eat something. They're not going to eat it. So you think you're going to make this crappy-tasting powder, and you think our livestock is going to eat it? You're going to have to fancy it up. You're going to have to make it somehow yummy-tasting. But if they can do that, this could be pretty, pretty awesome. So I'm excited about that. There was a study about LED lights, and I need to find it, but a professor said that LED lights are making us sick. Remember about a year or two ago, we were talking about how I think the Obama administration wanted everybody to go to LED lights from the incandescent lights to save energy and because they were more green, but then a study came out saying they could cause cancer. And it's not that they directly cause cancer. It's the LED lights mess with our sleeping patterns and our circadian rhythm, such that if we don't get good sleep, we can be more prone to heart disease and cancer. So that study had come out a while back, but recently a professor had said, look, these LED lights are flickering. They flicker off and on multiple times per second. And the flickering is picked up by our bodies. And our bodies don't like it, and we start getting headaches, and we start feeling ill. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I get headaches a lot. I thought it was my hormones. You know, I thought it's because I was, you know, trying to drink coffee, and then I wouldn't get caffeine, and then if you don't have caffeine, you get a headache. Or I thought it was my kids being teenagers, or my mother calling. We are surrounded by LED. I was on Wood Radio with Justin Barkley, talking about this. He said, yeah, got LED in our TVs. We got them in our smartphones. We've got them everywhere now. And, you know, are you guys feeling sick? Now, you know, we've talked about what to do with our smartphones. Like, okay, Candy Crush. I get sick after playing Candy Crush. I love Candy Crush. All right? It's a fun game. But it's just too colorful. And I think the LED is just messing with me. I don't know what it is. And then I can't sleep. And so I just feel a little weird. But here's the thing. I always feel weird from my phone. If I have my phone up to my head, I feel weird. I feel like my ear's getting hot. So I like to do everything on speaker, which is kind of funny because people can hear, you know, my mom talk to me. It's great. So I put on speaker, and she's like, hey, am I on speaker? I'm like, no, Mom, it's okay, it's just us. Okay, I don't understand you, okay? You've been wearing your bras completely wrong, and I don't understand why you just look at a breast reduction, because you look ridiculous. I mean, you look like you're going to follow. Okay, you know what, Mom, let me get you off speakerphone so we can talk quietly. I was on speakerphone, I was on speakerphone. So, you know, but I do that because, you know, I still don't like the idea of phones being hugging up to your head, and I don't want my ear getting all red and, you know, whatever. But, I don't know. If you guys want to do anything proactive, okay, maybe just, you know, shut off the LEDs. You know, maybe play around with some candlelight. Just see if you feel better. Because while we're waiting for more studies, I don't want to wait. Try some stuff at home. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Schumer, Chuck Schumer calls for an investigation into the health effects of chemicals used in fast food packaging. He is the Democratic Senate Minority Leader, and he asked the FDA to probe the use of phthalates, which are present in burger wrappers, soda cups, and fry cartons at popular fast food chains. You know those very slick, shiny packaging products so the grease doesn't go through? Those. He says, to think that we have all this data on phthalate chemicals from doctors, scientists, health experts, and other industries just sitting around, frozen like a beef patty, and begging for the FDA to take it to the next appropriate level of scrutiny is worrisome for the consumer. So the chemicals have already been banned in some products like children's toys and baby bottles and pacifiers and teething rings. And they also help, you know, plastics become more flexible and harder to break. But they say phthalates have been linked to premature birth, lower thyroid function, issues in children, insulin resistance in young adults. And a George Washington University, according to New York Daily News, a study from George Washington University found people who eat a lot of fast food tend to have more phthalates in their bodies than those who rarely eat it. They say consumers are not giving these everyday packaging products a second thought. They assume they are safe, and they should be. So the agency must take a closer look. That's another thing. You know, we talked about fast food, and I think a big problem with fast food is that we eat too fast. Okay? So I said, for poops and giggles, eat slower. Just take an extra 15 minutes longer to eat. Now, for those of you who don't know how to do that, one of you did. One of you wrote on Facebook going, how do I do this? You know, I only have an hour for lunch, and by the time I have to travel and I have to. So, you know, split the lunch up into two. All right, have half your lunch, okay, when you're at the lunch table, and then bring the other half back to your desk. If you're allowed to eat at your desk, bring the other half of your lunch back to your desk. So you see, you split up the eats. You split up the meal. And, one trick that I used to always do, well, when I was poor and it was easy, but, you know, if I ever had a date take me out to dinner, I'd take half the food home so I had another meal the next day. Do that. Try to save some money. Cut the meal in half, right? Maybe eat, you know, eat it less and eat that slower. See what it does. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So they say if you drink alcohol, it increases the risk of skin cancer. Are you kidding me? Didn't they just say alcohol is good because it helps prevent diabetes? All right, so we were all about to go and run and get some margarita machines. Or go out for some mojitos. And now we're being told that alcohol increases the risk of skin cancer by up to 11% by causing irreparable DNA damage. Are you kidding me? Jeez. That's why I don't drink when you're out in the sun. They say alcohol increases the risk of certain forms of skin cancer, especially basal cell carcinoma. They say for every extra 10 grams of alcohol a day, the risk of developing basal cell carcinoma rises by 7% and cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma by 11%. And the squamous cell carcinoma can be bad. Not as bad as melanoma, but it can be bad. Bad to the bone. Past research suggests that ethanol and alcohol can metabolize to acetaldehyde, according to Daily Mail. And acetaldehyde is a chemical compound that damages DNA and prevents its repair. Plus, it's what makes you kind of feel sick when you drink and gives you the hangover feeling. The researchers of the recent study argued that alcohol is a preventable and modifiable risk factor. Consequently, they believe their findings could help create a global health target to reduce skin cancer's burden. So, researchers from Brown University analyzed 13 studies that compared alcohol intake with a total of 95,000 non-melanoma skin cancer cases. Results reveal that for every 10-gram increase in alcohol intake per day, a person's risk of basal cell carcinoma increases by 7% and squamous cell carcinoma by 11%, which we just talked about. So the difference is the basal cell is the one that just kind of is pink, little pearly papule, little cute little pink round thing. That's what I thought I had on my arm that I just removed. I'm waiting for the pathology to come back. And they just kind of sit there and they rarely invade. Squamous cell carcinoma, however, can invade. And squamous cell carcinoma can be deadly. Seems to more branch out. To tell the difference, squamous cell is more flaky and may kind of have some redness to it, could have some pink to it, a few different colors, but it won't be a cute little round thing like basal cell. The cuter something looks, the less severe it is. Okay? That's the way it is with cancer. So, why? Why is alcohol released to the cancer? And they think maybe it's the acetaldehyde that could damage the DNA. We don't know. Maybe it's because when you're outside, you kick back, you relax, you have your drink, you sit there. Now, you see, what blows my mind is I'm not in the sun, and I don't drink a lot. And I'm not a drinker, and so I'm thinking what it is my right arm I'm in the passenger side because my husband likes to do all the driving. You know, he's like, oh, I'll drive, I'm the man, I can drive, I got this, you just sit the passenger side and, take care of the kids. Excuse me, take care of the kids, what, I'm supposed to breastfeed them? They're teenagers, I'll drive. Oh, no, I don't like driving because I don't like the way you drive. Oh, no, you just don't want to be seen with your wife driving you. Well, this is my car, it's my Jeep, you can't handle the Jeep, it's a big car for you, you're a little lady. Little lady, my butt! I can handle the Jeep. Move your butt. I'm driving. But no, he wins. He drives. I'm in the passenger side. So my right arm is the one that gets the sun. So I need to change it up a little bit, or I need to cover up the arm. Well, they say a glass of wine a day raises your risk by 13%. They say a study said a glass and a half raises the risk of melanoma on the torso. So your torso is like your chest and back. Up to 73%. Now, I don't drink wine. And again, if you guys are frustrated by this, I don't blame you. Every week, there is a study about alcohol. One week saying it's good, another week saying it's bad. They say white wine has higher levels of acetaldehyde than beer or other spirits. So what the hell do we do? Well, number one is, none of us want to get skin cancer. And if you got skin cancer, I would not blame the alcohol. Okay? I wouldn't. I would blame anything else. But sometimes you get skin cancer where the sun doesn't hit. You could get melanoma on the butt. And so, I have to appreciate these studies that go, maybe you're at more risk for this, maybe you're at more risk for this, because again, I do not want a melanoma on the butt. Now, I tell you guys to do mole patrol, okay? We talk about skin cancer, we talk about mole patrol, okay? And we talked about the ABCDEFs, of, do I have to go over it again? I got to go over it again. We have some new listeners out there. Be nice to the new listeners. Be nice. All right. When it comes to melanoma, the deadliest of skin cancer, you want to use your A, B, C, D, E, and F when you do mole patrol. So A, if the mole is asymmetric. So if you drew a line in between the mole, does both halves look the same? If they don't look symmetrical and one side looks different than the other, that's asymmetry. Why? Because cancer doesn't grow uniformly. Same thing with B, border. If the border is nice, not smooth and round, but it's abnormal, that could be a sign of melanoma. C, color. If the color is not the same, like a little freckle, but there's a variety of colors, that could be an issue. D, diameter. If it's greater than a centimeter or a pencil eraser, that could be serious. E, if it's elevated or evolving, that could be skin cancer. So if it's changing, that's an issue, evolving or elevating. F is for fast. If it's moving pretty quickly, if it comes back fast, you try to pick it off and it grows back fast. You know, or F could be whatever you say when you look at it. All right. So those are A, B, C, D, E, and F's of skin cancer. And you need to do mole patrol on people. You need to look at their back. You need, yeah, I can't look at my own back. So I have my husband do mole patrol. Right? I mean, he just sits there and texts. I don't even know. But I'm just standing there naked going, are you looking at my back? Yeah. Nice. You know. But, you know, does your mole patrol partner look at your butt? Does your mole patrol partner look into the crack, right, of your glutes? That's where melanomas can hide. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, no, it's my tushy. You know, my tushy's never out in the sun. I never nude bathe. That doesn't matter. You could get a melanoma on your butt. Well, my gynecologist was down there a few years ago. Well, a few years ago, no. And the gynecologist doesn't really concentrate on the tushy area. So you could technically have a melanoma on your butt. You could do a selfie. You could. I worry about that. I worry that even if you delete a picture, the fact that you took a picture, right, on your phone means it's there. I just feel like if I took a picture of my butt, even if I deleted it, there's going to be some footprint of my butt. Some, computerized digital footprint. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? So anyway, have somebody check your butt. Going back to bees. This is very interesting. One of you sent me this article saying bees that are antisocial may be autistic. They say bees, there are rogue members of the colony that appear to be indifferent to social instructions sent by their hive mates. And research is suggesting that bees may have a genetic condition similar to human autism. They say the findings suggest that our instinct to crave company from others may be shared by an ancient genetic toolkit that also drives the behavior of social insects. They say autism is a developmental disorder that we've talked about that affects ability to engage socially and communicate, etc. But researchers looked at 246 groups of unrelated bees and looked at their responses. So the first cue was the appearance of an outsider bee. So usually if there's an outsider bee to the hive, there's an aggressive reaction from a hive member. The second cue is the presence of a member of the queen's offspring. It usually prompts a worker bee to start performing nurturing behavior. But the researchers identified a small group of insects that did not respond to either of these social cues. They were, quote-unquote, unresponsive to the normal social behavior of the bees. So they think they've identified genes in this bee that may be very similar to us humans. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Speak
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it funny? Or serious. You decide how much sass you want, whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say more than a third of U.S. adults were prescribed opioids back in 2015. So we're talking a third of us adults in the United States got a narcotic. Are you kidding me? That means a third of you guys listening got narcotic prescriptions. Now, I might have had a surgery in 2015. So if that counts, where post-op they gave me one, That didn't necessarily mean I used it. But according to the study in reported by Fox News, it's a government study, researchers found that more than one-third of U.S. adults were prescribed the medications in 2015, and many also misused the drugs. According to study author Dr. Wilson Compton, deputy director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse in Bethesda, Maryland, said a very large proportion and large number of adults use these medications in a given year. He's from the National Institute on Drug Abuse in Bethesda. He said, I was still a bit surprised that 38%, or about 92 million people, used prescription opioids in 2015. Compton and his colleagues write in the Annals of Internal Medicine that limited data on the prescription of opioids and their abuse are available despite the number of deaths from drug overdoses. They said, for the new study, the researchers analyzed data from 51,000 adults collected in 2015 during face-to-face interviews for the National Survey of Drug Use and Health. Based on those interviews, the researchers estimate that 38% of U.S. adults were prescribed an opioid. Why don't they just look at the DEA databanks? The DEA databanks that would probably be even more accurate than face-to-face surveys. The data's there. I'd like to see that data. And I'd also like to see the data. Was it like a one-time prescription? I'm trying to think, when was my last surgery? My last surgery would have actually been 2013. So I don't think I got a prescription in 2015. I'm trying to think. You know, when I had surgery last year, they did. They gave you, you know, it was kind of a big surgery. So, yeah, they gave me some Percocet. I didn't like it. I liked the ibuprofen more. But, is it because that many people had surgery and they got a prescription? So I would like to see, because this is a big number, saying a third of U.S. adults got a prescription for a pain medication. Well, if you had, let's say, you know, in 1 year, an eighth of Americans had some sort of surgery, maybe an eighth to a sixth of Americans had some sort of surgical procedure for which they were given something for pain. Or what about like a cough syrup? A lot of cough syrups have codeine in them because it helps suppress the cough. And so a lot of people during cough and flu season will take some cough syrup. In fact, you know, that's what helped me not prescribe a lot of antibiotics, believe it or not, during, you know, flu season. People would come in going, I need an antibiotic, give me a Z-Pak. And I'm like, well, this doesn't look bacterial to me. It looks like a viral bronchitis. This could be flu. They go, I don't care, doc, just give me something. I can't sleep. I hurt. The coughing won't stop. I go, well, let's do this. Says, I don't think it's bacterial. Let's try some Phenergan VC with codeine or Robitussin with codeine. Let's try some cough syrup and see what happens. And 80 to 90% of the time, the cough syrup worked. They got better on their own because it was viral. It was self-limiting. And the cough syrup helped them sleep, and they just took it for that. So, hell yeah, I prescribed the cough syrup with codeine if I needed to, and I thought it would help the patient and give them some relief. The remaining 15% or 10% would come back saying it's not going away. You know, and I'm like, well, we could try an antibiotic, see if it helps. You know, but, you know, for most of the time, most bronchitis is viral. The flu is viral. And so a cough syrup with some codeine may count. So, again, I'd like to, you know, I want us to take this study with a grain of salt. They say people who were between the ages of 18 and 49, men or college graduates, were less likely to have been prescribed opioids than those who were older, female, or not college graduates. They said 5% of U.S. adults were misusing the opioids by not following doctor's orders, and misuse could range from not using the drugs as directed or using them without a prescription. The researchers estimate that 1% of adults, or 1.9 million Americans, have an opioid use disorder. A person with a use disorder may experience withdrawal when they stop opioids. So, on the other hand, I would say, well, you know, for those people that are bagging on the doctors, you know, saying that we're causing this opioid epidemic, if a third of adults got opioids in some form or another, okay, and only 1% have an opioid use disorder, that means we are prescribing them, giving them proper education. They say 64% of survey participants who had misused opioids said they did so most recently to relieve pain. Around 41% said they got the drug from family or friends. Now, based on data from private insurance, Compton told Reuters Health, future surveys may show a decline. They say we have seen, since 2010, a 20% decline. It's not a major reduction, but they have seen a decline. Well, of course, now you have doctors scared to death to write prescriptions. They think they're going to lose their license. They think they're going to go to jail. And some people are high-fiving, you know, the powers that be are high-fiving each other, going, "Ooh, look at what we did. Man, look at what we did. Look at the power. Look at what we," and I'm like, "Guys, hold the phone. You know, what happens if you need something for pain?" You know, this one doctor in Indian Bend or South Bend, Indiana, that just got shot, an orthopedic surgeon, you know, he said no to narcotics. And I'd like to know the backstory. Was it because the wife, he was shot by the husband of the wife he had declined narcotics to? Was it because she was doctor hopping? And there are strict laws in the state prohibiting you from giving narcotics to somebody who doctor shops. You know, or was it because, you know, he had given her a prescription and she said she lost it or got flushed down the toilet and he didn't believe her? But I'd really like to know the backstory. But if we're having doctors get gunned down, about a month ago we had somebody shot in Las Vegas because somebody had wanted to walk an appointment at a pain clinic and they were turned down. Okay, we may need to ease up on some of these rules. Okay, doctors can't be losing their lives. And staff members can't be at risk of getting gunned down because we have all these rules in place saying, say no, say no, say no. All right? Nobody wants to get shot or killed. And nobody wants to see a person go through withdrawal. Yeah, we have a major issue with narcotic addiction. We do. You know, there was a lady years ago in 2002, 2003. She said she took 10 Lortab a day. Well, back then, Lortab had 500 milligrams of Tylenol, so that was 5 grams of Tylenol. I told her she was going to go into liver failure. You know, I sent her to rehab. I sent her, I don't ever know what ever happened. I think she went somewhere else because rehab was too hard, and she needed to get her narcotics. But, you know, narcotic addiction has been around for a while. Now it's highly publicized, and now we're hearing about all the overdoses. You know, but, you know, why are so many people getting prescriptions? Do we have pain issues? Are people taking them because computers are giving them headaches? Are people sitting down streaming videos and on computers so much that they're getting back aches or back issues? Are we living longer so that the aches and pains are making it harder to be 70, 80, 90, or even 65? You know, are more of us having cancer so we have cancer pain? You know, are many people taking narcotics as a mood booster? You feel euphoric when you take a narcotic. Maybe people are taking them because that's what gets them through the day. So there's a lot of reasons for people to take their medications. And if a third of U.S. adults are prescribed opioids, I'd like to know the backstories. I'd like to get a little bit more data. But I'm going to tell you, opioids in cough syrups are very commonly prescribed during the winter months. And I think it has helped us cut back on antibiotic prescriptions because people are like, "I'm still coughing. I can't stop the cough. Give me a Z-Pak." Well, the Z-Pak's not going to help you stop the cough. So we use an antitussive, like a narcotic. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.